Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Maklal Samach Ches, and we're learning Simon Hey, talking about the concept of Hidur Mitzvah. So let's read the language inside. We explained yesterday the Machlok is Rashi and Tosis. Omer Chazal Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah. This is the language of the Gemara in Baba Kama and Tesam Habez. The Hidur Mitzvah is up to a third of the Mitzvah. Yesh Omrim. Some explain it means the following: Shafilu Kana Kvar Esrig or Shar Mitzvah Shorei Lotzis by Bitzimtzum. He bought an Esrig or any other mitzvah which he's doing, he bought a mitzvah item, which is the minimum size that you need, the minimum quality that you need. Now he found another one. So he should add on a third of the original cost and exchange it if possible. Now, he gets involved in the question of how you calculate shlish, and he says you calculate shlish milagav. The word milagav means inside of it. It means, in our example, which we gave, $50,000, you would divide 50 into three parts. That's one-third of inside 50. So as opposed to the other languages, shlish milabar, shlish on the outside, it'll be one-half of what you have right now and one-third of the final total. So it's a third only outside of the number 50. This is a third of the number 50 that we're starting with. So up to shlish milagav, b'dmei rishon ulachlifu b'zeh. Even when you purchased it already, you should go buy another one because it's better, it's larger, and you should spend the money on it. So you should exchange. What about b'mchaber enoy reitz ulachlif rak davka limker ein tzarech liknas kima shekra kona. So he wants to sell. I'll give him the smaller one, and he'll give me the larger one, and I'll pay him the difference. So I'm not spending twice. I'm only spending once. I paid $50 for the first esrog. Now I'm giving him the smaller esrog, and I'm adding another $20, and I'm getting the larger esrog. So I paid a total of $70. But let's say he only wants to sell it. He doesn't want to exchange. So I paid $50 for the first one. I have nothing to do with the first one anymore. Now I have to pay $70 for the second one, so that's more than a shlish. So that I'm not mechayev to do. In tzarchlitus kimish karkona. V'yesh amrim. So that's the approach of Tosis. Some say dim karkona in tzarchlo hosif klal. If a person already purchased, and he already has it, he's not mechayev to add it, to do anything. This is the way some understand Rashi. Rashi specifically says the scenario was a case where the person is approaching the chadchila with two options. Once a person already purchased one, he's not mechuyev to keep purchasing again and again and again. Rakash yesh lefana beis. Where is the scenario where it applies? When the chadchila you're approaching the mitzvah, and you have two options of what to buy. Bechel b'yorker mechaber shlish. One is a third more expensive. But it's a more beautiful one. You should spend the extra money to get the more beautiful one. The Hamoisif, person who gives more than a third, is Yosef Aloy Ba'alam Haba. So, person who is Moisif, this third that he's supposed to, I'm sorry, the person, this third that he's supposed to add, you should know that you'll get reward for that in Olam Haba. If you pay more than a third, the Mor says not only do you get Schar Olam Haba, you even get reimbursed in this world. If a person, again, it's clarifying what I'm saying, if the person adds up to the shlish like he's supposed to, he doesn't get rewarded in this world. He gets rewarded in the world to come. But if a person adds even more than that, the Mor will reimburse him, as it were, pay him back in this world at some point in time. V'chlau zeh, so we're not only discussing issues of size, we're discussing the quality. The item which you're picking should be something of the best quality possible for this mitzvah. Like the Torah says, that when you bake a neder to give something to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should pick from the choicest animals. You should give the nicest ones. So we have size being an issue according to Tosis. You shouldn't use the minimum size, and quality is also being an issue. All of these, it's important to continue to add up to a shlish, at least a shlish. And we have two calculations for shlish. It's referring to milagav and milabar. We pass the milagav again. That means one third of the original amount, Our example, 1/3 of 50. So it's 18.66. And we had a mechlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Are we discussing size or just the money value? And the Kayada was bringing both opinions. Now, there's obviously more to clarify, but we will do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.